You ever seen those light lamps and just wonder why would anybody ever buy one of those? Do those things actually work? How can shining a bright light on my face actually help me with depression? One day I decided instead of just analyzing and debating back and forth in my head, I was just going to try things. Hey, it's TJ, DominateDepression.com. This is my Sphere Gadgets Lightphoria light lamp review. This guy right here. If you're completely unfamiliar with light box therapy, basically light therapy is where you use bright light in the morning, which hits the retina of your eyes, which sets your circadian rhythm, so you sleep better, and the bright light stimulates certain responses in your brain so that in the winter time you don't get affected by seasonal affective disorder as much. Many people have used it for depression, many people have used it for insomnia, and also jet lag. There's no real risk with using light boxes except for people who have bipolar, because the bright light can actually make you a little manic, a little hyperactive, and a little agitated. The reason why I like the Lightphoria so much is, for one, it's one of the cheapest light boxes you can actually get on Amazon. It has the top best reviews out of all the other products, and it's portable. I can take it with me on trips. It has a timer so I can set it 30 minutes and just let it shine on my face and let it be. And I can easily put it places like in my kitchen or on my desk while I'm working. When I first got it, I actually thought it was a little flimsy. I thought this thing was going to break really easy. Wasn't quite sure if it was made of good quality material, but I've actually dropped it a few times. It still works. This thing back here, I mean, you only got one angle you can really shine it at. You know, it's not like the most advanced thing in the world, but it does the job. My main complaint with it is you have to use a cord, there's no battery, and when you put it with a cord, you set it in certain spots, the thing's so light that if the cord's stretched out, as you can see right here, when you're moving around, the cord actually moves the light box. So, I mean, in a few cases, I just had to kind of adjust a little bit more, but there was that factor of this thing having the cord. The cord's not that long, and not having the battery option. There's a few other lights out there. You've probably seen the Philips Go Light. Has some pretty good reviews, although it's not quite as good as the Lightphoria. And the main thing with this one as well is it is battery powered, so you can charge the battery and use it without having to use the cable like you do the Lightphoria. However, the reason I didn't choose that one over the Lightphoria is because other reviewers say the battery takes a long time to charge on the Philips Go Light, and with the Philips Go Light, the battery only lasts like 15 minutes, so that kind of defeats the purpose. The Lightphoria has a 1-year warranty, and the Philips Go Light, as far as I can see, doesn't have a warranty. And the Philips Go Light costs about $121, where the Lightphoria by Sphere Gadget Technologies costs $51, so it's kind of a easy choice between those two. The last option that I was considering was the Nature Bright. The main selling point of the Nature Bright is the thing's massive, so it's shining tons of light on your face, and it says it uses negative ion therapy. Supposedly, clinical research shows that negative ion therapy can have an antidepressant effect in as little as a few days. However, whether or not the light actually does what it says it does is a little confusing. One of the questionable things with the Nature Bright is actually a lot of people say it emits a weird smell, which is ozone. One reviewer actually took out an instrument to measure the ozone levels of the Nature Bright. His Nature Bright supposedly released 0.209 parts per million of ozone. The Environmental Protection Agency states that risk factor is 0.08 parts per million. So whether or not that's actually what's going on with that, I don't know. But devices that produce ozone can mess with your lungs, cause coughing, irritability, and increase your chances of getting lung disease. Nature Bright has tons of good reviews. It's a big lamp. It's only $69. Only thing with that is the negative ion therapy might not be as cracked up as it is, and it might actually produce ozone, which I'm not 100% sure, but it seems like a lot of people are saying it's producing ozone, which can be damaging. So basically, if you have winter depression, if you're struggling with sleep cycles, you can't be going to bed at the same time, waking up at the same time, I would encourage you guys just to try a sun lamp. I was sitting there on the fence forever, and I just realized, look, I can buy this, you know, I can buy this little guy right here, spend $50. If it doesn't work within a month, I'll just return it and see if it works. It was one of those things that clicked in my head when I was depressed. I might as well just try things instead of just debate about them all the time. Philips Go Light seems like a good option. It's considerably more expensive, and the battery doesn't quite last as long, so the battery might not be a big selling point. The Nature Bright is huge. It has tons of positive reviews, but I'm just a little bit unsure on whether or not it emits ozone. So in my honest opinion, my honest experience, the Lightphoria is the best sun lamp to try. If you never tried one, just buy this one. $51, has a 1-year warranty. just return it within 30 days if you don't like it. You can travel with it like I did when I went from United States to Asia. I used it to help me with jet lag. And I've also included a bunch of pictures of how you can use it on my website. Make sure you check out the link below. Let me know if you guys have any experiences with light lamps. And that's my personal, honest review of the Lightforia by Sphere Gadget Technologies. I bought it. I take it with me. I only live out of a backpack right now because I'm in Asia working on Dominate Depression. And that's one of the few things I brought with me. So if you guys have winter depression, can't have a set sleep schedule and you have insomnia, just try it, see what happens. If it doesn't work, return it. So I hope you guys enjoyed the video. Let me know if you have any experience with light lamps, and see you guys later.